Thanks for picking me up this morning. That was so kind of you. I know it's starting to get late, so you can just drop me off at the next truck stop so you can be on your way. You're willing to drive me all the way to... Oh, that's so out of your way, though. And in the snowstorm? I'm sure you want to get back to your wife and family. It's the Christian thing to do. You know, you're very good-hearted for a preacher. No. You're probably the first I met that actually walked the walk, so to speak. Ah, so you just have a small church that's dedicated to helping people than just throwing Bibles at you from the pulpit? That's nice to hear. So, what's the plan? I mean, there's no way we're getting out there tonight in this weather. Jesus, take the wheel and all, but... we're stopping for food, then resting at a motel for the night? Okay. Thanks so much. Will you wake me when we get there? Yes, please. Thanks. I can't wait to get to the motel room. I feel so stuffed. I haven't eaten that in a while. Thanks so much for getting all that food. Oh my gosh. 20 years of feeding the flock. Yeah, I guess you have some experience. 102, 103, yeah, this one. Oh, this room only has one bed. The guy at the counter must have assumed we were, or that I was, no, it's okay. You don't have to go back and get a new room. This is fine. I can sleep on the couch, see? No, come on. You can drop all that goody-two-shoes crap. You've been more than kind to me today. And I insist you take the bed. I'm young and flexible. I can sleep pretty much everywhere. But you're old and probably have back problems. Okay, you're not that old, I guess. Now sit on the bed, mister. You must be tired from driving me around all day. Driving me around tomorrow. Why am I traveling to the city anyway? Well, a friend of mine promised me a job, and there really was nothing in my little town holding me back. Except my mom and stepdad, who, coincidentally, I hate, so... I just needed to get out of there. What kind of job? I really don't want to tell you. I don't think it's something a good preacher like you would approve of. Fine, it's stripping. You're not judging me or anything? I was half afraid you'd kick me out of the room once you found out. Yeah, Jesus didn't kick Mary Magdalene out. Right, there you go with the Bible lessons again. I swear, maybe you'll rub off on me enough I'll actually be yelling about God by the time you're done with me. But, thank you. Most people just start... I don't know, looking at me differently when I tell them. Like, I'm no longer a person, but a piece of meat on sale. I know you probably don't consider stripping the most honorable profession, but I just want to make a little bit of money so I can figure out my life. And I just love sharing my sexuality with everyone, so why not, you know? What do you mean you wouldn't know, Mr. I have five kids? Not to be crude, but you and your wife must fuck like Energizer bunnies. Oh, you used to. But not anymore, huh? After you were fruitful and multiplied? Well, the kids and work and the church and life just got in the way? But I mean, even someone as good and holy as yourself has needs, don't you? You still have desires, right? I mean, do you, you know, polish the bishop when nobody's looking? You don't? Not even a tug in the shower? Oh my gosh, that must be awful. I'm sorry, but no religion should be that cruel. And, your balls must have been so backed up. Okay, so listen. I've been spending all day thinking about how to thank you and repay all the kindness you've shown me today, and now I think I know how. Oh, what am I doing? I told you I'm gonna be a stripper. Don't you want to see my stripping routine, mister? Don't you want to see me sway my hips while I raise and take off my top? Slowly caress my slinky body as my hands move down and down and down to unzip my shorts. Shake them from my hips and let them fall to the ground. Don't be shy, mister. When's the last time you've had a pretty young thing like me in her panties? Bending over and showing you her ass. And turning around to wrap one leg on the side of you. And straddle you as you sit on the bed. Oh, you're such a good man. All innocent and embarrassed. You're not even looking at me. Not even as I unhook my bra and let my murky tits fall out. But I'm grinding against you, and I can feel your organ pipe coming to life, Mr. Preacher. And I want you to make my choir sing. You're the first man I've met that's treated me like a proper human being, and not an object to be fucked and thrown away. And maybe because I'm just so fucked up in the head, my response to that is to fuck your brains out. If we had more time, maybe you could fix me. Maybe I could join your church and learn how to be a respectable lady. But all we have is tonight, and God made us man and woman. Oh, here we go. Out comes the Bible. Look, Jesus didn't pick me up on the side of the road. Jesus didn't feed me and clothe me and give me shelter. You did. So I don't need Jesus inside me. I need you. Instead of that prayer on your lips, why don't you worship my tits instead? Don't you want to open your eyes and look at me? I know you want this deep inside. So let me guide you. Oh, yeah. That's right. Down to my nipple. You still won't look at me, but your body's trembling. can feel your tongue swirl around my bud. Oh, yeah. Oh, like my breasts. Worship my fresh, perky titties. Do you like my little rosebud nipples? Worship them. Worship me. Oh. It's okay, Mr. Preacher Man. It's okay. It's natural to want, to desire, to take what is given freely. We're all on this earth for a reason. Maybe my reason is to pleasure men with my body, to relieve men of their cum. And you must have so much for me to relieve. Let me slide my body down. Slink to my knees on the floor below you. Oh, look at that bulge. Look at all that pressure. Don't you want me to release it? Don't you want me to turn and twist your knob until you release that torrent? Release that flood to purge that want that's deep inside you. Don't be embarrassed. I don't care that you're an older man, or that you may have gained some weight over the years, or if your cock isn't the biggest. I care that you were so kind and loving to a stranger like me, even though you didn't ask for a thing in return. I want to be kind to you, too. After all, isn't it better to give than to receive? And to treat others the way you like to be treated? So, since you did such a great job worshipping my tits, sucking and slobbering my nipples so well, I think I'll return the favor. By worshipping your cock. Your wife hasn't been taking care of you the way a wife should. I mean, doesn't the Bible say that wives should submit to their husbands? Sounds kind of kinky if you ask me. Look at that river of pre-cum erupting from your rod. Your cock is so hard, so starved for attention, so desperate to be touched and licked and sucked. And your hairy balls, so big and full of cum for me. I can practically hear it sloshing as I play with them. Listen to your own moaning. That's the sound of a man in bondage. A man that wants to be released. So, let your people go. Let yourself free. Let me set you free. There it is. I'll take that enthusiastic nodding as a yes. Anyway, if she's no longer interested in you sexually, She's not likely to notice the scent of another woman on your fat knob, is she? Oh, she's never even sucked your cock. Oh, mister. Don't worry. I'll have to make up for all that lost time. I think your bishop and I have been well introduced. Why don't you lay on your back on the bed, baby? So I can get on top and he can pay his respects to my holiness. Yeah, that's it. Take your shirt off and lay back. Let me straddle you. Let me get my legs around you. Oh, are you ready for me? You still feel a little bit guilty about your wife. Don't be. I mean, even in the Bible, all those men had wives. But they also had concubines, didn't they? Women who were kept around to be fucked whenever the man wants. Just think of me as your concubine. Someone who can do all the things your wife won't. And anyway, you've already gone this far. You might as well go all the way. So why don't you take your cock in your hand and stuff yourself inside me? Oh, I can feel you in my entrance. I'm so wet. You shouldn't have any problems. Oh, that's it. Penetrating me. Oh, that's it. Oh, now let me pump my pussy up and down your shaft. Oh, that's so good. Slower? Slow. Oh, you like it slow. Yeah, I'll go as slow as you like, baby. I'll just roll my hips back and forth, grinding into you like that. Oh, while I squeeze your cock with my pussy. Yeah, it feels good. I've always been so used to just fucking fast and rough. I guess this is what making love is. May I kiss you? I'm not usually really into kissing, but I kind of want. Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have asked. I really shouldn't have asked. That's probably you. That's probably something you still have with your wife, and I'm just a stupid. That's right, baby. Fuck me hard. I'm so getting close. I'm so close. Fuck. I'm so fucking close. Fuck, I love your rock hard dick. It's stretching me out so fucking much. All right, there. Fuck. You want to be on top? Of course. Now get between my spread legs and put your cock back into my hot pussy, please. Please, please. Fuck, fuck, that's it, that's it. Oh, do I fuck better than your wife? Oh, fuck, I do. Oh, are my perky tit better than your wife? Fuck yeah. Is my pussy better than your wife's? Is my mouth better? Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Fuck. You were such a good man. Such a loyal husband. And now you're naked and grunting. A sinner with your cock buried to the hilt in another one's pussy. A woman half your wife's age. God. No, it's not your fault. I was the one that seduced you. As I seduce a lot of men, I don't want you to feel any guilt. I was really thankful for today. And I want you to remember our time fondly, okay? Now there's one more sin I need you to make. I need you to fill me with your seed, please. I want you to dump that big, hot load deep inside me when I come. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, baby. I'm getting so close. Fuck. I'm wrapping my legs around you and not letting go until you drain your balls inside me. I want your cum. I want your cum so bad. I want it. Please. Please give me your cum. Fuck. I'm so desperate for it. Please. Oh, fill me up. Please. Oh, fuck. My legs and my pussy and my body is so open for you. You fill me up with your sin. Fill me with your seed. Come inside me. Come inside me, please. God, shoot inside me. Shoot it deep inside. That's right, baby. Come on. I'm gonna. Oh, fuck, you're still coming. Fuck. So much. Come. I can still feel your balls twitching and flooding my fertile little pussy load after load. God. Oh, didn't I tell you I was fertile? And silly. Those are things you should really ask before coming in some strange girl. Well, I guess you're kind of new at this. Take your cock out and look between my legs. Look how much cum you gave me tonight. So much potent semen inside my womb. Don't worry about it now. I guess it'll be up to God to decide if he wants to give us a little blessing.